said Toby going today.
Hey, man, wow.
We know about the issues you had in the first half there. Can you just kind of compare and contrast what happened in the first half compared to the second half? You guys were able to get stuff going a little bit then.
Yeah, you know, you never want to start a football game the way we did with those three and outs like that. And it just goes to show that you have to come ready to play every single day, every single snap, and you're going into a hostile environment like Lambeau Field, and it's a tough place to play against a fine defense, and you know, we have to bring that same energy. And I think you saw it in the second half where you know, got ourselves in a little bit of a hole, but found some rhythm and was able to kind of crawl back into the football game.
Packers are pretty aggressive with their blitzes, especially in the first half. Did they keep that up in the second half? Was that something that they kept doing, or did they ease off a little?
No, they continued that in the second half. You know, we saw some zero blitzes early in the football game, you know, they just kind of kept with that style. And anytime they felt like they needed a stop, they would bring the pressure and force us to either throw quick or get out of certain things. But I thought in the second half we were able to handle it a little bit better and again, you know, work ourselves back into a ball game.
In this league, when a team has success doing something with you, you know you're going to see it again. I mean, just so how do you go about preparing for that? Because, you know, Cincinnati's probably going to try it at some point.
Yeah, Cincinnati's another defense that'll do the same thing. They're an attack style, very aggressive. And anything you see on tape, you know, you say, hey, we can do the same thing, especially if it's in your package. So I wouldn't expect anything different each week. You know, teams are going to press you anyway. But you know, again, we just have to look at that film, make those corrections, and move on to the next one.
And especially second half, you got Macklin going a little bit too. You know, pretty good chemistry between him and Alex. Then, you know, how do you extend that to this week as well? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, one thing with Jeremy and being the type of player and athlete that he is, we have the flexibility to move him around much like we do, you know, D'Anthony, and so we've got to be able to do that and create those types of matchups that we found favorable in the second half of last week's game.
When an offense struggles the way it did, like, everybody's going to take a piece of that blame, right? But people like to zoom in on the quarterback too, because he's the quarterback. You get paid all that, you know, you're the trigger man. What's the message to Alex Smith after a game like that? Like, what do you tell this guy?
I just tell him the sun came up the next day. You know, there's more to life than football, but at the same time, we got to learn from our mistakes. And you know, you take it one play at a time, and, you know, it's still very early into the football season, and by no means does anybody panic or make any kind of, you know, rash decision. You just go to work every day and get yourself ready for the next opponent and come out, and I think the beauty of anything athletically is you're always going to have that next opponent, and so this week it happens to be Cincinnati, and another tough place to go play.
What do you think the problem's been on third down? What's the biggest problem?
I think a lot of it's just our own execution. When you look at it, you know, I mean, you know, you know you're going into it, you're going to see man coverage, you're going to see tight leverage, you're going to see defenses kind of as pass rushers, and we've seen some fine pass rushers here in these first 3-4 weeks, and it's something that if they can put that kind of pressure on your quarterback, it just disrupts timing. And on third down, you need some of those timing throws, and anytime you can make your quarterback either adjust his eyes or move his feet, you know, you tend to have an incomplete pass or a sack, and that's what's happened. So we look at that and go, okay, everybody's in the right spot. Now let's just finish. Let's continue to move our feet. Alex, let's put our eyes in the right spot. Receivers, you know, they're going to have to work against, you know, tight press coverage. We've seen it all through, you know, OTAs and training camp from our defense, and we just kind of get better and we grow with it, and we got to just climb ourselves out of that hole.
What does it do to a defense that when you can convert on third down? I mean, I always kind of compare it to, like, maybe in baseball, like a two-out run, you know, scoring with two outs. I mean, is it? Do you feel like you can sort of just demoralize it here, just suck the soul out of them?
Well, it's never. I don't think it's good to you know, constantly be three and out, three and out, three and out. We know this is a team sport and it's a team game, and we need all three aspects to make this thing work. Offensively, we've got to lift our end up, and we've got to help our defense by keeping ourselves on the field and them off the field. And, you know, third down's a big part of that. And the other thing too, when you look at it, we've been in a lot of third and really long situations, and which means we've had penalties and lost yardages on those first and second downs, and we got to get better in that area too.
And in that same vein, was Green Bay kind of jumping your package stuff a little bit? Were they, I mean, How did you feel they played some of the stuff you guys tried to do there?
Well, we knew going in they were, you know, aggressive style, you know, up front and in the secondary, and they've got some, you know, they got some great players. They've been in that system for a long time, and 52 is a great player for them, and Peppers and Raji inside, and you know, it's a handle, a load to handle, but we face the same quality guys in practice. So it's a mindset, I tell you, and it's an attitude and a mindset, and that we're going to go out there and not be denied.
Where do you think Alex's mindset is right now? It seems like his confidence maybe is down a little bit.
Anytime you come away from, you know, especially back-to-back losses, you know, your mindset's going to be, naturally it's going to be down, but he's the type of guy that gets over it very fast. We spend very little time watching that tape, making the necessary corrections, we're right on to the next opponent. That was the beauty of a Monday night, having a day, and then we're right back into practice yesterday. So, you know, he's the type of guy that can push it to a side, learn from it, and get on to the next opponent. And that's the best thing for all of us, is to move on to the next opponent, get back out on the practice field, correct our mistakes, and put ourselves in good situations.
In that Green Bay game, it looked like he got a little bit gun-shy almost when the pass rush was on him rather than staying in the pocket. Did you see that also?
Well, I'll tell you this, from playing the position, that as a quarterback, and you know, if you get hit early, if they move you off your spot early, you know, yeah, I would say that's in the back of your mind as you go throughout the game. Any of you guys that have ever stood in the pocket and stared down that kind of rush would know that, and you know, it does play a little bit in the back of your mind. But I'll tell you this, Alex is such a competitor that doesn't bother him. He doesn't let it bother him. And he's the type of guy that will actually go and rally his guys. And then the next thing you know, the second half of that ball game, we're up and down the field and moving the sticks, and we're scoring points and really put ourselves in a position to, you know, at least tie the game, if not, you know, get it close to potentially win that football game.
Remember, show that Alex is pretty good throwing the ball with a couple of tight ends on the field. How important is O'Shaughnessy and Harrison coming back from injury, their development, and giving you guys the matchups that you want to do on that personnel?
Yeah, you know, that's always been a good personnel group for us, with the two or three tight ends on the football field. One, from a protection standpoint, it helps with an extra blocker in the box there. And two, it creates matchups, you know, against linebackers. And we feel like our guys are skilled athletes enough to create those matchups with some of these linebackers and or safeties. And you've seen Travis and even James here recently make some plays that way in the passing game. And that's really helped Alex. And you know, things are right across the line of scrimmage. You know, usually those are type of routes that are kind of in your face, so to speak. They're completion type plays that really help you as a game unfolds.
I know you guys put a lot on your tight ends. Have you seen a difference in O'Shaughnessy recently and just being able to pick things up and play quicker?
I think the more he plays, the more confidence he gets, and understanding what we're asking him to do as an offensive staff, and then, you know, just going out and he's a talented kid, and just executing what we ask him to do.
Doug Connolly had his first NFL catch the other night, and bigger and better things in store for him. Looks like he's going to, with Albert's injury.
Yeah. You know, he's the type of kid that the more opportunities he gets to play, a snap here, a snap there, maybe a series or two. I mean, just he's such a smart kid, and he absorbs. He's like a sponge. He just absorbs all the information that we're giving him, and he's done a really good job when he's in there. So he's a guy that we continue to give him a couple reps here and there.
Last one, Nick.
Doug, in the second half, it looked like Alex was more comfortable in the pocket and really pushing the ball down the field as a play caller. How do you kind of create that rhythm early on?
Well, you know, you never want to get down, you know, two scores, three scores in football games, but when you do, typically you jump right into your two-minute offense, and most teams go to their hurry-up stuff, and it's usually plays that you've spent a lot of time and you've spent some, you know, exhausted a lot of hours running in practice, and it's the things that guys know, and those are rhythm-type plays. They're not, you know, they're usually three-step drop plays, and the ball's out of your hand, and, you know, you're kind of cutting the field in half, and, you know, that you do that to get your quarterback and really your offense into a rhythm, kind of calm them, settle them down, and it, obviously it worked for us there in the second half.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, guys, thanks.